When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time hearing my face or seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about what incentive do narcissistic people have to change their behaviors? Why would narcissists stop playing the victim? Just a simple question, y'all. Before we hop into today's episode, make sure y'all check out joining the channel memberships. I have a vlog, private communities, things of that nature, behind the scenes things, a lot of stuff, y'all. Join the channel memberships from part of the on my home screen on my YouTube channel. But yeah. Why would like, I was talking to my narcissist yesterday. I was actually talking to my therapist yesterday, right? And I was talking about some of the other self-aware narcissist pages and why they kind of still like to sit in victimhood and blame everybody else for what's going on in their lives, even though they are self-aware, even though they are, some of them are in therapy, even though some of them are attempting to work on themselves. But why do they still want to sit in victimhood? Why do they want to sit in victim mode? And she was just like, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they want to sit in victimhood? Why wouldn't they want to sit in victim mode if people are going to support them regardless? It's easier for a narcissist to stay themselves and change the people around them than it is for them to take accountability for what they've been doing and as adults and change their behaviors right now. It's a lot easier to sit in victimhood. It's a lot easier to sit in victim mode. It's a lot easier to play the victim and just blame everybody else for whatever I have going on within my life. It's so much easier to do that than it is to just look, I can't control how I was raised, but I'm self-aware enough to go to therapy and work on myself to change my behaviors and stop sitting in victimhood, stop sitting in victim mode. You know what I mean? And that's what she said. She's like, it made a lot of sense to me. I was just like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. Like, why am I expecting narcissistic people to change? What incentive do they have to change their behaviors? Me personally, I've been working on myself because I like working on myself because I like working on me. But not only that, I also like, you know, being myself. I actually like being a better person. I actually like helping other people. You know what I mean? I enjoy doing all of these things because it makes me feel like a better human being at the end of the day. You know, it makes me show up. Yeah, like I said, I enjoy doing that because being open and honest and not sitting in victimhood allows me to show my kids that you can be a better person regardless of your circumstance. You know, it allows me to be, I just like doing it. But for other people, other self-aware narcissistic people, some of them are already grown and not even self-aware, some of the underwear narcissists, some of them are already grown, their kids are already grown and hate them or they feel like they failed as parents. So they just like, you know what? It's not my fault. I was raised bad. So what chance do my kids have? Blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. They like sitting in victimhood. They like blaming other people for what is going on, y'all. And for a narcissist to change their behaviors, there has to be some type of huge incentive attached to them for them to want to stop playing the victim, because victimhood narcissistic people just have supporters as well. They have supporters, they have flying monkeys, they have enablers, they have people who are just like them, that talk like them, that act like them, that also boost them up. Why would they change those behaviors, y'all? Because once you change your behaviors, you're going to alienate people around you. You know, once you start becoming a better person and having boundaries for yourself and, you know, getting out of victimhood, taking accountability for what you are doing right now in your life, once you start to do that, some people are not going to want to be around you anymore. And you're going to miss those people. You're going to be like, damn, I should have stayed who I was. Narcissistic people like playing the victim, y'all, because victims get sympathy. Victims get compassion shown to them. Victims get money given to them. You see what I'm saying? Victims get, you know, communities built around them. Like, there's victim groups, victim, like I said, so narcissistic people who like to play the victim. Why would they want to stop? Playing the victim as a narcissist, especially as a self-aware one, is one of the easiest ways to get supply. I mean, everybody's so worried about narcissistic people getting supply online. One of the easiest ways for narcissists to get supply is to do it just like that right there. You know what I'm saying? It's literally to do it just like, it's literally, y'all, literally, just to play the victim. Yeah. They worry about me getting supply from helping people, but there's other people out here who get supply from blaming the victim. I'm just, you know, not taking accountability for what they have going on. It's always the parents' fault. It's always the friends' fault. It's always somebody in their lives' fault. It's not ever there to be their fault, y'all. So that's what I'm just telling people. Like, it's one dynamic that goes on. It is. So narcissistic people seem like some of them are incentivized to stay in victim mode. It just goes that way. Some people are incentivized because they have communities built around them. They have, you know, they have people to look out for them. They have people that want to take care of them, things like that. It is a very interesting dynamic, y'all. So me personally, y'all know I don't like sitting in the victim mode. That's not my type of style, but I understand it. You know what I mean? I do absolutely understand the dynamic in the space that a lot of victimhood narcissistic people are in. The narcissistic person in your life probably likes playing the victim because people feel sorry for them. People are always going to be there to sympathize with them. It's easy. It's an easy way to get supply. You know what I mean? One of the easiest ways to get supplies is to be the victim. You know what I mean? It just is. So I just tell people in this situation, in this dynamic, it is, you know what I mean? I don't know, y'all. I just like it's just easier, y'all. Me personally, I listed out my incentives to change my behaviors earlier. But some narcissistic people don't have that incentive. They might be younger, they might be older, but they're incentivized in their minds to stay in victimhood. Why would I change my behaviors when it's easy to get what I want behaving just like this? You know what I mean? When it's easy to get what I want because I can make excuses for my behavior, is this easier way to get supplies? An easier way to just get what I want? It's an easier way to get what I'm looking for, what I need? You know what I mean? It really, really is. So I just tell people all the time, like, you have to, like I said, me personally, I don't like sitting in the victimhood. It's personally not my thing. Really? But a lot of narcissistic people feel like they are incentivized to just pass the blame to other people, to just say, oh no, it's not my fault, it's your fault. Now, this reason this is happening to me because blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. It's always going to be your fault, y'all. It's always going to be somebody else's fault. When you're dealing with victimhood narcissistic people, the victim narcissist, the vulnerable narcissist, the person who wants to just, hey, I behave this way because this happened to me. And I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to go to therapy anymore. I'm just done with it. Why do I need to go to therapy? You need to learn to deal with me. If you want to be in my life, you have to learn to deal with me and my toxicity and my toxic being. You know what I mean? That's how it goes, y'all. You know, that is one of the things that I've been thinking about here recently. I asked my therapist, like, why do they want to sit in victimhood? Like, life is better when you change your behaviors. But again, she listed it out. She's like, yeah, why would they? If they are getting their needs met, if this is one of the easiest ways to get their needs met, is to play the victim. If playing the victim makes it easy to get their needs met, it makes it easy to get supply, why would they stop? And that made a lot. This just made a lot of sense to me, y'all. I was like, dang, that does make sense. And I was just like, dang, you know what? Thanks, therapist. Anyway, y'all, I'm gonna keep this episode short and sweet. It just crossed my mind, and I wanted to get it on camera before I forgot about it. Anyway, y'all, like and subscribe to the channel. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.